The question was asked, how do we find that Kalev was 40 years old when the Jews were in the desert, as he attests in the book of Joshua, where he comes to Joshua and he says, I am now 85 years old. And I was 40 back then when Joshua sent us. That's how we know it took 7 years to conquer the land of Israel, because 38 years in the desert. He was 40 when they sent the spies, plus 38. And now he's 85. So that's 7 years it took to conquer the land of Israel. So he says, I was 40 years old then. And yet we find in the book of Divrei Hayamim, in Chronicles, it recounts how Kalev had a son named Hur, and Hur had a son named Uri, and Uri had a son named Bezalel, and Bezalel was already called an Ish, as in when he was taken to erect the Mishkan, his great-grandfather, his great-grandfather, Kalev, was 40, and Bezalel was 13. How did that happen? So that's a good question. So the Talmud in Tractate Sanhedrin says that the nature of people back in the days of the Tanakh was different, and people could get pregnant and impregnate at a much younger age. You want to know where that is in Sanhedrin? I have to look it up. I don't have my books with me here. Remind me in the break. I'll look it up, okay? So, that's what the Talmud says, that it was unusual. Right, so the Talmud says that every one of them was able to impregnate at the age of 6, 7. Things were different. The Talmud says the nature of people changed. And the truth is that I always wondered why the Talmud spoke about Kalev and Bezalel, when you have a more overt proof in the Torah itself, without the use of chronicles, because the Torah describes that after Joseph was sold, so then Yehuda went and married the daughter of Shua, and he had 3 children. I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
He was a Canaanite merchant. And Yehuda had 3 sons. Right? Er, Onan, Shelah. And then Er and Onan were of marriageable age and died. And then Shelah came of marriageable age. And then Yehuda lived with Tamar. And then Yehuda had Peretz and Zerach. And they had children which went down to Egypt. And all this took place in 21 years. So how did that happen in 21 years that Yehuda had 3 children that came of age. Then he had, after they came of age, he had another 2 children, and they came of age. And then they had children. And that is clear in the text. That you don't need chronicles for. So how did that happen in 21 years? If Er, Onan, Shelah, his 3rd son came of age, so Yehuda gets married, let's assume he had his 3rd son, let's say they were all preemies, after 21 months. Okay, and let's assume a woman can get pregnant a month after she gave birth, which is also not the way we know it. Women usually need 2 or 3 months before they can get pregnant again. So let's say it took them, instead of 21 months, 25 months. Okay, so you're dealing with 2 years just to give birth to Shelah. Then he came of age. What's it called, coming of age? If you're talking about 13, so that's it. You ruled everything out. That's not going to work. Yeah. 13, you're already at 15 years. How did it happen? And you need the pregnancy of Peretz and Chitzron. Peretz and Zarach, and then, so that doesn't work. But
people could be kings, like in a very young age, younger than 13.
Okay, but that happened in world history. Yeah. That happened in world history in general, so that's not so surprising. But I'm just saying, from the text itself, it seems obvious that people were able to impregnate at a younger age than what we're accustomed to. I'm saying, just looking at the text and seeing Yehuda's children. But the Talmud learns it out from that story.